Welcome to Fragile X Dad
and Mom Podcast, beating the odds against Fragile X, autism, intellectual disability, and epilepsy.
This podcast is intended for special needs parents raising a special needs child, where we can all come together and share joys, the struggles, and when shit gets real. Welcome back to Fragile X Dad
and Mom Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be discussing why we chose to homeschool instead of distance learning. We decided to homeschool both of our kids. So that's what we're going to be discussing today.
And if you guys noticed, we've been a little bit off last couple of weeks preparing for the homeschool, trying to get, you know, the curriculum in and everything's on back order. And it's a lot of work, so... You know, to start out with, my hat goes off to these teachers because it's a lot of work.
I did not anticipate. I mean, I know teachers do a lot, from curriculum to building lesson plans to trying to figure out what standards and things like that. And now that I'm doing it for both of the kids, I feel like it's a big package, especially as a parent. You have to take that role as the teacher, as the administrator, as if... everything. So yeah, it was definitely a learning experience, and we are learning as we go. So far we're
3 weeks in.
Yeah, this is going to be we started August 18th, and it was like in the middle of the week, so we started maybe on a Tuesday. And then yeah, we were not ready to start. Our curriculum was all on back order. But you know what? I decided that we were going to start anyways. Emmett was not on back order on his curriculum, and Amaya was. So I was like, okay, we have to start on the 18th. So we're just going to start with what we have, and we're just going to do the best that we can. And we've been doing all right. I feel like we're adjusting. Emmett, it's a learning experience with him. He has very unique needs, and... it's difficult to find something that works. And I know every day is not the same. So I'm trying not to be so hard on myself. Mm-hmm. So some days he's willing to do things. Some days he's willing to do nothing. So I'm trying to find a balance of things
that work for him. It's basically just try and error. I mean, I know that I'm not here, you know, physically to help you with the teaching and everything, but I am here in the afternoons, and I get to do the fun stuff, you know, cut, paste, clean up after Emmett, you know, help with the dinner. As you know, as soon as, you know, you get a chance, you're out here, you know, praying, making the next day lessons, and, you know.
My original plan when I started homeschooling, I feel a little naive because I thought I'm going to spend a whole week planning for the whole school year. I'm going to print everything. I'm going to have it so ready. But then you print out these curriculums, and sometimes they don't work for your kids. So you have to adjust. So now I'm starting to learn that you don't print out like the whole year's worth of curriculum unless you are 100% sure that that's what you're going to use for your child and that's what works for your child. And you're not going to know, especially with Emmett, I have to be very carefully analyzing everything and kind of just trying it first and then going on a printing spree, because you print out all this stuff that you might not even use. So I'm trying to be more careful about that. So back to our original question, I think why we chose to homeschool instead of doing distance learning. I know a lot of people are doing, a lot of families are doing distance learning with their school districts. So we decided to opt out of that.
Well, let's, you know, make it easy. Let's start with our oldest, Amaya.
Yes, so Amaya was part of the school district. So we moved in March during COVID. So she finished the school year at her old school since we were doing distance learning at her old school. Mm-hmm. But then when we started the new school year, we decided that rather than having her go to a whole new district because we moved to a whole different town, that we were just going to homeschool her.
But at the same time, the school district couldn't decide if they're going to do...
The school was very... they didn't know if they were going to do distance learning. They didn't know if they were going to do like a hybrid model where they would go like 2 days out of the week. They didn't know if they were going to allow them back. They didn't know. They don't know a lot of things. It was a lot of unknowns. And I think when you have a child who has special needs, I think that we as parents, as Juan and I, we decided that we needed a more, like a plan, like a game plan. A
game plan, exactly.
Yeah, so we needed just a plan, and Amaya needs a routine. And we can't just rely on the school district because they changed their mind a lot. And the distance learning, it's great, and Amaya adapts very well. But I felt like it was going to be a learning experience for the teachers, and a lot of those teachers don't know what they're doing. They're trying their hardest, and I, you know, praise them for that. But a lot of them don't know what they're doing. It's a learning experience for them. And I kind of didn't want them to experience with my kids. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, you know, for Amaya to kind of take this opportunity of COVID and the opportunity of her being able to be home to just try the homeschooling thing and to see if, you know, we can do it. Because we have already tried it with Emmett. And I felt like it's great. It was great for him. So I felt like, you know, why don't we just give Amaya a try?
And so far, I mean, I act like the principal because, I mean, I'm not here. So when I get home on a dinner table, you know, Amaya runs through what she did and stuff. And then she seems to be adapting really well. She's learning a lot. She's picking up. And she actually had a meeting with her teacher the other day. And she couldn't...
So can I hold you up real quick? So we are part of... a charter homeschool. So it's a public education. So it's a charter. It's called Monarch River Academy. So it's a school, but it's a homeschooling school. So you get the support from the school, but you mean it's a homeschool community. So they help you financially, buy certain things for your kids, like curriculums, programs, materials for homeschooling. So it's very helpful. I think it's very helpful to have that. And they also give you like a home a homeroom teacher, I would say. So the same teacher that is Amaya's teacher is Emma's teacher, and they could just kind of oversee whatever curriculum you're using to make sure that it meets state standards. So you get to choose whatever curriculum you want. It's just that they need to be able to report and, you know, to the government and tell them that you are following certain regulations and they are to state standards. So go on. You forgot?
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay, so that's basically what Amaya is doing. And Emma is part of the homeschool charter school. They offer a lot of support. So we chose to go that route with Amaya. And I feel like it's working out very great. She is learning so much. And I can honestly tell you that she has learned so much in these past few weeks the amount of work she has done, it's so incredible. We're already on our second book. And yeah, and she has learned all about planets and
Pioneers
and all this incredible stuff. And yeah, and you just choose a curriculum that you want and you start with them, and it's pretty awesome. I think that it's hard, but it's also very rewarding to see, you know, your child learn alongside with you. And the curriculum that we chose, it's kind of just turn and go. So you just print out like the worksheets and stuff, and it's very hands-on. So there's a lot of experiments, and Amaya loves doing hands-on activities. So there's activities that they do that you can come up with, or they come up with those activities for you. And we basically do it along with her. It's really nice. And I feel like it's way more better than when we did distance learning back in March.
Agreed. Now with our little one, Emmett, the reasons why we chose to homeschool him, I guess we would start with his IEP, right?
So Emmett got his IEP when he was 3, and we didn't agree with a lot of things, and I know a lot of you guys can relate when it comes to IEPs. We didn't agree with, like, a lot of that, whatever was on the IEP.
I would say pretty much all of it. The services that we're offering were, to be honest, I mean, it was a joke.
It was a lot. We were losing. I felt like Emma was losing out on a lot of services. And then we had disagreements with placement. And we didn't agree with the placement they wanted to send him to. Emmett's considered moderate to severe. So they wanted to place him in a center facility. We wanted to try the school with the right supports. And the school district refused. So we refused to send him to a center. Just because in previous experience, my brother was at a center for a few years. And he did not have a great experience. And the center that Emma was supposed to go to was basically the same thing. So I didn't want him going there because I already had dealt with him prior to him. So we decided to just give the homeschooling a go. And we did try. We tried to homeschool him. He did attend school through the school district for about 3 months. And I honestly didn't see any progress with him. He struggled a lot at school. He was very overwhelmed by his environment. He was overwhelmed by the other kids and their behaviors. He was overwhelmed so much. And a lot of the stuff that we were teaching him at home with the ABA company, the school wasn't doing practically anything.
They weren't even using his protocol, because you could check
the AAC device.
Yeah.
For the protocol, I had asked them to use it because Emmett's nonverbal, so it would make sense that they would be using his device to communicate with him. And they were not using his device. And I know because you can check how much time the device was used. And if he was in a 3-hour class, the device maybe was getting used maybe like 5-10 minutes for a 3-hour period. And I felt like that was just not enough. That was basically nothing. Because how are you guys communicating? How are they communicating with my nonverbal child if he doesn't speak? That's his form of communication. And so, in a lot of the times, when I would go pick him up, he would spend like 2 hours, maybe just taking a nap. So I felt like he wasn't really getting nothing out of it. And they would kind of do things for him. There was a lot of things that Emmett could do at the time that I felt that they were doing it because they thought that he couldn't do it, or because I'm not sure. And I remember sending Emmett's ABA therapist to go see him in the classroom. And she was not very happy with it. She was very overwhelmed with the fact that Emmett was not participating in circle time. Emma was put to the side on the corner in a little chair with an aide, and he wasn't given the opportunity to interact with the other kids. And it was kind of sad, and I think that was a last straw for me. I think the last straw was when I went to go pick him up, and Emma had got bitten with ants, and I was watching him from the car because I was waiting for him to get out of school. He was in the playground, but he wasn't in the playground. He would hide underneath the playground because he would get overwhelmed with the kids playing on the play structure. So he would hide underneath the playground, and then, or he would go and find a tree like all the way far, far away from the playground as he can. And he was in that tree when I was watching him from my car in the parking lot. He was in that tree, and I guess that tree had ants, and he got bitten by all these ants. And when I went to go pick him up, I was told, like, hey, you know, he got bitten by ants, by one of the aides. And I was upset because it's like, okay, this child is spending his whole 30-minute recess by himself in a tree getting bitten by ants, and nobody's paying attention to him. You guys are all, you know, conversating with one another, and no one's really paying attention to him. It was kind of sad, and I felt like it was overwhelming. What I thought, you know, when he went to school was that maybe, at recess, he was having fun. And even recess was overwhelming for him. So I felt like, okay, well, maybe that's not the place for him. If he can't even be in a play structure without feeling overwhelmed by the other kids, maybe it's time to move on somewhere else, you know? And I think that was the time when I was like, okay, well, we're going to keep him home and we're going to focus on potty training. We're going to do ABA. And he also did a preschool, a private preschool, Fresno State. So it's at a university. And they were great. Honestly, I felt like that was amazing. He would only do 2 days out of the week. And he would go for maybe 2 hours. But it was super amazing. They were so patient. There were a bunch of students that are getting their master's in speech and language, or I don't know, behavioral therapy. So they were so patient with him. And Emmett fell in love with everybody there. And he was amazing. And he really enjoyed that. And I feel like maybe with the right environment, he would enjoy it. But it has to be, it's still overwhelming. He took a long, long time to adapt to that environment because he would get overwhelmed. I remember even just walking to the university, he would get overwhelmed with all the people walking back and forth. He would get so overstimulated, or he would get overstimulated by the stairs or by the elevator. So it's just the environments are very hard for him. So that's what we decided to...
to homeschool.
To homeschool, long story short. Okay, so for Emmett's homeschooling, it looks a lot more different than Amaya. So Amaya does a typical curriculum. We did Moving Beyond the Page for Amaya. For Emmett, we're doing a lot of resources from the Autism Helper. We are doing fine motor activities. We are doing like a sensory break diet thing for him. So we do a lot of that. He has visual schedules that he does. We're working on getting him to attend to unpreferred activities at the table. So there's a lot of little goals that we have for him. Academic goals as well as self-help skills, fine motor goals, a lot of different things that he's working on. And I find resources online. And so far, the homeschool charter school has not given me any, I would say, resources in regards to his IEP, because I was told that they were gonna maybe offer speech and occupational therapy and physical therapy. I have not been offered that, and they have not reached out to me, so I'm gonna probably check that out, because they were supposed to offer all those services and they have not given us those services, that which he does need. And I don't know what those services will look like, because a lot of those places are doing telehealth. So I don't know if those would be in person or those would be...
Yeah, everything with the COVID, it's a different ballgame now.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that's going to look like for him. But I also need them to reach out to me in regards to Amaya's 504 plan, which she needs to have a therapy with a psychologist. So yeah, as far as that, I was told that with the homeschool, charter school, they would give you those services. Mm-hmm. I have not heard anything from them. It's been about 3 weeks, and we have not heard from the special education specialist or anybody from their department. I'm waiting to hear from them, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I hear from what they have to say. Because right. I was very concerned, because I was told that they offer all these services. And I mean, the only services that we have gotten is maybe help with the curriculums, like purchasing things. But I feel like he still needs his speech. I mean, he's still getting speech. So we still pay for speech therapy that he does get. But we would like to offer him more speech and more occupational therapy and physical therapy, because he does not get in physical therapy or occupational therapy at the moment. So we would like to get that through the school district. Well, not to the school district, to the homeschool charter school. So, yeah, that's basically our homeschool instead of distance learning. I mean, I'm not opposed to distance learning. I think Amaya would have maybe thrived on it. I was just worried that, you know, she was gonna be in a new school And what if the school decided that they were going to go back to school and then they were going to close again and then open again? And I just didn't want that.
Her anxiety.
She has a lot of anxiety, and I didn't want it to be too overwhelming for her. So I just wanted to keep it consistent. So I told her, hey, you know, is it okay if we homeschool you for fourth grade? And then maybe fifth grade, you could go back to school. And she said, yeah. And she's happy with it. She loves that mommy is her teacher. And Amaya's in fourth grade, like I mentioned, and she's loving it. I gave her different options in curriculum, and she chose the one that she liked the best, and she's enjoying it. So that's all I could tell you guys. I mean, just choose what's best for your family. I know distance learning is a lot because every school district has something different in place. And for a lot of families, it hasn't been working out. But for our family, we don't check in. There's no Zoom calls for anybody. So I'm basically the teacher for both of the kids. So I do a Zoom call once a month where I report back and I show them the work that the kids been working on. And that's pretty much it. There's nothing major with that. But I mean, I do take that role of the teacher, which can get overwhelming because you have to do everything. So you have to do the teaching, the grading, the reading, everything.
And according to Maya, the best part, she's a cafeteria lady.
Yes, I was thinking of putting these hats on, like, oh, you know, because the first day I dressed up and everything. And then I was like, because I wanted to show the kids, like, hey, I'm the teacher. And then Amaya's like, you should have an outfit for every single role of the house. So when you're going to go make us lunch, you should, you know, dress up as the lunch lady. And then I was just like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I don't know. What advice would you give parents who are trying to figure out?
It's don't give up. Just don't give up and do your research and just take it a day at a time. And that's how we're doing it, a day at a time. We're doing chores at the weirdest hours, trying to catch up. And one of us cooks, one of us works in the curriculum, and another one vacuums. You know, we take turns. So if you have a significant other that's willing to be there for you, keep up the good teamwork. And, you know, it's, you know, you're only doing it, you know, it benefits the kids.
And I think if there's moms out there that are deciding whether to homeschool or to do distance learning, if distance learning is becoming so overwhelming, try homeschooling. Like, it's overwhelming, but I feel like it's so rewarding. And then you can always do it at your own schedule. So
your own pace.
Yeah. At your own pace. You don't have to worry about Zooming calls. You don't have to worry about, having to log in at a certain time. You do what's best for your family. Like, for example, for Emmett, there's some days that he doesn't sleep. So if he's not sleeping, I let him take a nap. He sleeps until noon and wakes up, and we'll do homeschool until 6-7 o'clock at night. I mean, you know, just whatever works for him. And if he was going to school, he would be losing out on that day. So he would be losing out on doing his schoolwork because he didn't sleep that night, and he's not going to cooperate, obviously, because he's so tired. So I feel like that's the benefit of homeschooling, that you're kind of on your own time frame and you could do whatever is best for your family. Like when we have something to do, like with Amaya, same thing. Like if we get behind, then we just work on it on the weekend, or, you know, if we are kind of moving through the curriculum pretty quickly, we could take a break for 1 or 2 days. And things like that. So it's, I feel like there is some leeway?
Mm-hmm.
That you can kind of do with in regards to that. So I'll end it at that note. And I hope that you guys are doing fine and find this helpful.
And hopefully you guys are staying safe. If you guys have any questions, just, you know, hit up Erica.
If you guys want to hear more about curriculum, which I know I wanted to hear like a million things about the different kinds of curriculum when I was doing my research, which Juan doesn't really care about curriculums. They kind of bored him to death. So if you guys want to know more about what kind of curriculum we're using, just let me know. And I could do a whole podcast about this.
Oh, boy.
And Juan will not be included because he's going to fall asleep. So I can put an Instagram story about that. You guys can follow me on Instagram. I've been sharing a little bit about the curriculum there for Amaya. I haven't shared much for Emma because it's a combination of everything. But I could totally share that with you guys if you guys are interested in, or in find it helpful. So let me know. All right. We'll end it at that.
Good night, guys.
Good night.